If I get captured again, people will just say, throw away the key. I wanted to become a journalist from the age of 14 because I realized that the pen is mightier than the sword, and you can actually make a change in people's lives through writing about it. My first job as a journalist was in 1976. I was working for a weekly newspaper, and I was sent on a minor story, a woman who lived in deplorable housing conditions, and she had rising damp in her home. And she had been in touch with her local authority, the council, to get this fixed, and they had ignored her. Out of desperation, she came to the Stanley News, as it was called, and I reported the story. And within a week of the story being published, the council redecorated her flat, gave her a new kitchen sink, repaired all the things that she'd asked to do. And this was very minor in the grand scheme of things, but it made me realize, you know, gosh, I can make a change to people's lives. When I was 13, I was asked to sign a petition in support of Palestinians. Now, at that time, the Achille Lauro cruise ship had been hijacked by Palestinians. The several airliners had been hijacked by Palestinians. And I said, why would I support these terrorists? And somebody said, well, why do you think they are doing all these hijackings? And I went, I don't know. And so I got a history lesson. And I was shocked. I was really shocked, because this is something that we weren't taught in schools. That a country in Europe with no connection at all to Palestine gave away the land of Palestine to another group of people in Europe, and that was it. And the Palestinians weren't consulted, and they had their land taken away from them. Now there are nearly 5 million, maybe more, Palestinian refugees. So I signed this petition, and I have supported justice for the Palestinians in, you know, any way that I can be productive to help their cause and to create public awareness so that people can understand why the Palestinians are still, 70 years on, are still living in refugee camps. And there have been many times when I have been asked, when I've been traveling overseas. I remember a few years ago when I visited Iran, and I addressed some government officials there, and they said to me, will you tell us about your Taliban experience? And I said, yes, I will. And I said, do you want the truth? And they said, yes, of course we do. I said, are you sure you want the truth? And they said, yes, of course. So I told them the truth. And I could see this is not what they expected. They expected to hear about abuse, rape, torture, primitive behavior. And when I told them about my treatment, including being invited to embrace Islam, they were surprised and kept saying, but did they not harm you? But did they, you know? And I said, I know it's what you want to hear, but you said you wanted the truth, and I am telling you the truth.